Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being led by the Holy Spirit, was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Praise God. That's awesome. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. For those of you that this is the first service you've made, this week I've been talking about just the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And what I've done basically in the first two sessions is just talk about how that many of us have prayed for the Holy Spirit. We've become familiar with the Holy Spirit, and yet we don't really take full advantage of it. And because of it, we're living sub-Christian lives, substandard lives. And I've just been trying to build a fire under people and say that if we have the Holy Spirit, the Bible says that that is better than having Jesus in His physical body. That if we have the Holy Spirit, He's the comforter and He comforts us in all of our tribulation, no exceptions. That if we have the Holy Spirit, that we can pray in tongues and build up ourselves, promote spiritual growth on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. That all things are possible, that God will never leave us. And if we were to really just draw on the power of the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't approach life's problems as if we are powerless and going to God and begging, God, would you please touch me? Most people believe that God can do anything, but that He has done nothing. And they are approaching God as if, oh God, I just need you to move. The truth is God gave you the secret weapon, the supernatural weapon of heaven on the inside of every born again, filled with the Holy Spirit believer. You have the power of the Holy Spirit that according to one of the verses that I use, Matthew chapter 11, verse 11, if you are the least saint in the body of Christ, you are greater than Moses, greater than David, greater than Daniel, greater than Elijah. You have the power of God on the inside of us, and yet most of us are moping around. We would love to have the power that Moses had or the power that Elijah had. And yet the scripture says that those people longed for our day. Brothers and sisters, God has given us more than what we need. It's like God giving you an atomic bomb to go kill an ant. God has given us power that is over the top, more than what any of us need, and yet we're struggling to receiving healing. We're struggling to prosper. We're struggling in our emotions. You know, this probably isn't a typical group because here it is a Friday night and you're out listening to me at a hotel. This isn't your nod to God crowd. And so you aren't just the average. But you know, the average Christian today is as sick, as poor, as discouraged, as defeated, in some cases more so than the unbeliever. Because the unbelievers don't know that there's anything more. A lot of Christians know that there's something more, and they are knowing that they should be well and that they should be prosperous and that they should be happy and that they should be having victory. And there is even more frustration sometimes in Christians than there is in non-Christians because we know that there's something more. And I tell you, it shouldn't be that way. And one of the reasons it's that way is because we haven't really appreciated fully the Holy Spirit and drawn on what He has for us. So last night and this morning, I was taking David this morning and using David, how that when the Holy Spirit came on him and he was anointed, then man, he went out and says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? And he killed the giant. And we drew a lot of attitudes and things from David that, you know what, we should even have more than what David did, because David didn't have the Holy Spirit unconditionally the way you and I have. He had conditional. When he messed up, he prayed, oh God, take not your Holy Spirit from me. But we don't ever have to do that. God said He'd never leave us. He would always be with us. The Holy Spirit will come and stay. And regardless of how bad you've lived, how much you've failed, how much you've operated in fear, the Holy Spirit is still with you to empower you. And we should be expecting supernatural results. We should be looking for a miraculous existence. And basically, that's what I've covered up to this point. What I want to do tonight is just look at one little function, benefit of the Holy Spirit in your life. And man, this is, you know, talking about the Holy Spirit, that is a huge subject because he's supposed to be interwoven in every single thing that goes on in our life. But I'm just going to point out one thing tonight that I think a lot of people have not taken advantage of. They don't understand this. You know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And you aren't hearing this a lot. And so I'm going to share these truths with you. That's something that works in my life, a big part of my life. I believe that this will bless you. And if you can implement what we talk about tonight, this one message ought to change your life. This ought to transform your life, radically make you different. You should never be the same again if you'll receive this truth and put it to practice in your life. Here's the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And let's just start reading with verse 1. He says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." You know, I don't use excellency of speech, but a lot of it's because that's just not who I am. But Paul was an educated man. Paul was a man that had been trained up at the feet of Gamaliel, and he had the ability. He had doctor degrees, the equivalent of what we would call doctor's degrees today. He was the Hebrew of the Hebrew. He had all of these things. It wasn't that he couldn't use these long words, these big terms. But Paul said, "I didn't use those things." And he says in verse 2, "I determined not to use it." Not that he didn't have access to it. Paul could have put people to shame with his intellect and with the things that he knew. And yet Paul chose of his own free will not to preach with enticing words of man's wisdom or to do things that would just attract people to him based on his own personality. But he depended upon the Holy Spirit. He depended on this. You know, one of the statements that I heard Billy Graham make that has really influenced my life is that I think it was 1948 or 49 when he was out holding those meetings in California when Hearst said, "Puff Graham," and they put it in the Los Angeles Times and they began to puff. And that's when Billy Graham's ministry exploded and he had tens of thousands come, and that's where his ministry took off. Billy Graham said that right prior to that, he had been preaching, but he was using his intellect and his ability to speak to basically argue people into things. And he just would say things and force people into a position of agreement. And he said that the turning point in his ministry was when the Lord spoke to him and he says, "Quit trying to be the Holy Spirit. You make a very poor Holy Spirit." He said, "I didn't call you to convict people. I called you to speak the word, and you let the Holy Spirit speak to them and do the conviction." And he changed, and he changed from a person who was trying to force and manipulate and control people to where he would just stand and proclaim a truth and let the Holy Spirit do the work. And man, that's when his ministry just all of a sudden exploded. And you know, I used to, when I started, I would argue with the person at the drop of a hat, and I'd drop my hat to get to argue. And man, I knew the word better than most people that I talked to, and so I would just back a person into a corner with the word to basically, it says this, this, and this, you know, like speaking in tongues. It says, "Forbid not to speak in tongues." So are you going to just directly oppose the word of God? What about this? What about this verse? And I'd paint them into a corner. And people would just have to say, "Well, you must be right," because there was no intellectual argument against it. But you know, I've come full circle now to where if a person wants to argue with me about something and say, "What about this?" I won't even talk to them. Now, if they are sincere and they just have a question and they need a scripture explained, and if I know that their heart is right, I'll talk to them. But you know what? I will not argue with the person. I got so many people who are wanting to hear what I've got to say that I hadn't got time to argue with the person who doesn't want to hear it. And so I just don't go there. Basically, this is what Paul is saying. He quit using all of the other things. He just determined that he was going to preach a simple message and let the Holy Spirit supernaturally quicken things to people. In verse 3, and he says, "I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power." Boy, this is another great truth. You know, this whole 1 Corinthians was written because Paul is one that brought the gospel to the Corinthians. He said unto them, he says, "You may have 10,000 instructors, but you only have one Father." He was the one that brought the gospel to them. They should have submitted unto him because he was the one that God used to bring the gospel to them. And yet they had gotten into division, and some said, I'm of Cephas, and some I'm of Apollos, and some I'm of Paul, and some I'm of Christ. And there were these different segments. And so the first book of Corinthians is written to establish his authority and to say that, you know what, I have a right to speak into your life. And here he is explaining this, and he says, I was with you in weakness and in fear, and it wasn't my speech, but it was the miracles. It was the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. And he just continues to say this over and over, and finally he goes over into the fourth chapter. Let me just read this quickly. I'll come right back to the second chapter. But in the fourth chapter, he says in verse 18, now some are puffed up. That just means that you're puffed up in pride, as though I would not come to you, but I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. You know, here's my translation of this. He's given all of these things about why he had a right to speak into these people and give them direction. And finally, he just comes down and he says, I know some of you are lifted up in pride, and you're acting as if I'm not going to come, but I am going to come, and when I come, I'm not going to know your speech. I'm going to know your power, because the kingdom of God isn't in word, but it's in power. Basically, he's just saying, when I get there, anybody who is seeing any better results than I'm getting, who sees more people raised from the dead, who sees more blind eyes open than what I'm seeing, then you have a right to say something. And if you don't have any power working in your life, shut up. That's basically what he was telling them. You know, I'm always amazed that here I am on television teaching these things, and people will listen to me and they get upset and they send me rebukes and criticisms. David right now reads most of them, praise God. My mother, when she opened the mail, she brought everything to me. We have people write, the person opening this mail will die in 24 hours if you don't deliver this right to Andrew. And man, she'd come running in and hand it to me.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Kansas City, Kansas. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM229 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to come to one of our Gospel Truth seminars. We hold them all around the country. You, of course, get the teaching, but I also bring as many as 10 to 20 or 30 students with me. We pray with people. We've been seeing great miracles. I mean, people heal, come out of wheelchairs, blind eyes open. We also have personal ministry. I visit with people before and after the service. There's just so much more to one of our Gospel Truth seminars than what you can get right here over the radio. So I encourage you to please take advantage of these Gospel Truth seminars.